Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, let's just look at a few funny headlines and then maybe read and give a little bit of credit to some of the brilliant writing of both The Onion and The Babylon Bee. Well, I wonder if you can guess which story appeared in it. It should be kind of obvious, and I'm not digging at either one. Let me just pick a few. How about this? Let's go with mostly headlines. How about this one? Elon Musk to cut Twitter staff to single devoted hunchback who laughs hysterically at all of boss's genius tweets. Okay, how about this one? Emojis that Gen Z hates the most and why. Justin Fields hands off letters to his family in case he doesn't make it out of the next sack alive. More businesses offering Silver Fox discounts to seniors who still got it. Prison warden sadistic but fair. Bystanders too busy complimenting each other's guns to stop mass shooter. Prison cell could fit another three guys easy. Black Adam, last chance for something to go right in Dwayne Johnson's miserable life. Bucks protection scheme involves O-line asking defense to go easy on Tom Brady while he's going through some stuff. Brett Favre makes amends by sending photo of his penis to every Mississippian on welfare. I think I did that emphasis wrong. I'm pretty sure the actual story wasn't that he sent it to some on welfare. Brett Favre makes amends by sending photo of his penis to every Mississippian on welfare. See, emphasis is important. Referees call for replay to admire great call. And a couple more sports ones. Kyrie Irving alleges Kyrie Irving just CIA creation made to spread misinformation to American people. And also, Chet Holmgren assures fans he'll be back and perfectly healthy for 9 games next year. NFL offensive coordinator draws up perfect play for crushing defenseless photographer on sideline. if you guys didn't see that, that was something else. Davante Adams, usual nice guy, just totally shoved a photographer on the sideline on the way into the innards of the stadium. And then finally, Tom Brady urges Rob Gronkowski to join him for last year of marriage. All right, the Onion strikes the first blows. Let's see how the Babylon Bee's how it responds. Okay. Alex Jones sentenced to death. Okay, not a great headline. Maybe the content will be better. Not having enough stress and frustration in his life, man decides to start following sports. New breakthrough treatment for depression, just a hammer to smash your phone with. In powerful call for nation to calm down, Biden falls asleep. Inspiring. Uber driver lasts 0.09 seconds before volunteering that this isn't his main job. Stacey Abrams reveals 8 more problems besides inflation you can fix by killing your kids. Oh, this hits me. This one hits me right where it hurts. 9 arguments to instantly destroy a libertarian. We're not going to read that, but now I want to, the very beginning. Debating a libertarian can be tough because they do their research and they smell of bong water. And the smell of bong water can be very distracting. Not for me. Not the last part. 80s people in the house. Large turnout at memorial for Hans Gruber, who was thrown from a building by a police officer. Okay, now I'm going to find one from each of those that to read. And, you know, all credit to Babylon Bee or The Onion if they look at my one episode about the onion and the bee and tell me to take it down, I'll take it down. How about that? In the meantime, you know, the Babylon Bee and the onion can provide you with plenty of laughs, and we can all use some laughs. Okay, how about this in a different one? EU unanimously votes to designate Vladimir Putin a real jerk. Dateline October 17th, 2022, Babylon Bee. Brussels, in response to Russian dictator Vladimir Putin's war with Ukraine, resulting in the deaths of tens of thousands of soldiers and civilians, the European Union has unanimously voted to designate Putin a real jerk. This official designation serves as the EU's most severe, surpassing a big old meanie face, and wow, just wow. Let this be a lesson to Putin and his cronies that we Europeans don't take invasions lightly, said the president of the European Union, Franz-Pierre Gutierrez. The warmonger is surely shaking in his sarafan at the very thought of what kind of official designation we would slap him with were he to engage in nuclear war. Foreign policy analysts across the globe are dismayed at the EU's violent use of official designation at a time when so much blood has already been spilled. Some fear this vote to call Putin a real jerk could trigger a global holocaust of nations launching bad words at each other. At publishing time, the EU declared Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky a swell guy in need of more money. And from the Onion, prison cell could fit another three guys easy. Angola, Louisiana, noticing plenty of extra space in the 6x8 foot room, McKinsey consultant Derek Lowell told Louisiana State Penitentiary officials Friday that the prison cells could fit another three guys easy. That's such a waste to have just five inmates in that size of an area for most of the day, said Lowell, adding that the ceilings were pretty tall, so it would be no problem to stack several more beds to squeeze in a few more prisoners. Replace those cots with smaller ones, assign three or four inmates to a bunk, and we're talking eight or nine guys to a cell at least. Could even fit more by taking out those bulky toilets and sinks. At press time, prison guards were helping Lowell pack in as many inmates as he could into a cell in order to give his clients a better visual for what was possible. All right, ladies and germs, I will talk to you later.